from KQED.
Congress is considering legislation to grow Yosemite by about 1,600 acres. The area includes rolling foothills and sweeping views of the Central Valley and the coastal range. The California Report sent Alice Daniel for a look-see.
We're walking through a lush green forest. We're about to approach some beautiful dogwoods. It's in full bloom.
Lori Wayburn walks briskly along an old logging road she hopes one day soon will be a trail in Yosemite National Park.
And actually, as we've been walking along this trail, we can see that many other creatures use this trail too. You can see deer track. There was some bear scat back there.
Wayburn is the co-founder of the Pacific Forest Trust, which owns a big chunk of the 1,600 acres that could be added to Yosemite. A group of private landholders owns the rest and also supports the acquisition. Legislation introduced by Senator Dianne Feinstein and Congressman Jim Costa could result in a timely tribute to the park, Wayburn says.
2014 is the 150th anniversary of the original Yosemite grant by President Lincoln. So Abraham Lincoln was planning to come out west to visit Yosemite when he was assassinated. But this harkens back to the extraordinary value of Yosemite in the midst of the Civil War. He signed the legislation for the Yosemite grant.
In fact, the land Wayburn is on was originally included in the Yosemite grant, but Congress removed it and thousands more acres conceding to timber interest in 1906 when Yosemite became a national park. The nearby Yosemite West housing development, a cluster of about 100 homes, grew out of that concession, and there are concerns that more land could be developed if it doesn't go to the park. At the top of a high ridge that looks out over the foothills, Wayburn says the expansion would prevent further development, protect the Merced River watershed, and preserve a vital migration corridor for deer.
That deer migration corridor is really critical for that herd, but it's also for all the things that eat deer. So mountain lion come up through here following the deer.
There's a good bipartisan support of legislators both in Sacramento and in Washington who support the effort.
Representative Jim Costa, who introduced the bill in Congress, says he hopes the legislation will be included in a larger package of bills poised to move fast. He, too, thinks 2014 is an important year.
It's one that I'm very mindful of. As I said, it's kind of fitting and appropriate as we look at the 150th anniversary.
There's widespread enthusiasm for the addition, he says, but at least one legislator is still undecided. That's Representative Tom McClintock, whose district includes Yosemite. His office didn't respond to requests for an interview, but McClintock has said in the past that he wants to be sure this isn't just another federal land grab. The state assemblyman for the district, Frank Bigelow, co-authored a resolution supporting the expansion. He says he's not a big fan of having more land in the public trust, but this addition is a no-brainer because regulations don't make development easy.
So it makes sense to incorporate this land within the boundaries of Yosemite and allow the people to enjoy it as a whole and as part of Yosemite's bountiful wonders.
And these are actually giant sequoias right here, young giant sequoias.
Lori Wayburn of the Pacific Forest Trust revels in those wonders. She gingerly steps along the edge of a marsh, a feeding ground for wildlife.
And over here is the flowering currant. Beautiful little red hanging flower. And there you can see the California, the skipper. See the orange and black and white.
The land here, she says, offers some stunning views.
People can come up and see the topography going down into the Great Central Valley. And you can really get a sense of why Muir had wanted this to be part of the park.
Yosemite Park is a place of rest, a refuge from the roar and dust and weary, nervous, wasting work of the lowlands.
That's John Muir, of course, the naturalist who included this land in his vision of Yosemite National Park. Frank Helling, who has portrayed John Muir in schools and national parks for 30 years, reads from one of Muir's journals.
Government protection should be thrown around every wild grove and forest on the mountains.
Whether government protection is thrown around these 1,600 acres is a question that its supporters hope will be answered with a yes soon. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Yosemite.
We've got a handy map of the area in question. Look for it on our website, californiareport.org.
Funds for coverage of California public lands and state parks are provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.